First, there was Tuesday. Then, there was Taco Tuesday. Now at Wendy's, there's Takis Tuesday. Get a new Takis Fuego meal, aka Takis Fuego chicken sandwich, Fuego fries inspired by Takis, a bag of Takis Fuego chips, a small drink, and also a small Frosty classic. Yes, you can get that any day, but on Takis Tuesday, the Frosty is free. Make every Tuesday a Takis Tuesday. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's includes 1 ounce Takis Fuego chips while supplies last. Takis and Fuego trademarks are used under license.
Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is here. Right now, score up to 80% off everything home, plus fast and free shipping site-wide. Shop now through July 28th at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
First, there was Tuesday. Then, there was Taco Tuesday. Now at Wendy's, there's Takis Tuesday. Get a new Takis Fuego meal, aka Takis Fuego chicken sandwich, Fuego fries inspired by Takis, a bag of Takis Fuego chips, a small drink, and also a small Frosty classic. Yes, you can get that any day, but on Takis Tuesday, the Frosty is free. Make every Tuesday a Takis Tuesday. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's includes 1 ounce Takis Fuego chips while supplies last. Takis and Fuego trademarks are used under license.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the deep dive. We're going to be taking a deep dive into a listener's story about a neighborhood conflict. They sent their story into a podcast called Nightmare Neighbors. It's all about, those nightmare neighbors that everyone seems to have.
Oh, yeah.
And this one is really something else. I mean, you know, we've all seen those quirky neighbors on our streets, right?
Right.
You know, the ones with the dog that barks a little too much, or the, you know, the lawn that's just a little too perfect.
Like the ones that you kind of, you know, keep your distance from.
Right, exactly. But this story, it takes a turn that you won't believe. So buckle up, because we're going deep. So this story starts with a dog owner just taking their dog out for a walk. You know, just a regular day. The dog does its business and then gives a little celebratory kick. You know how dogs do.
Yeah, yeah.
Just scattering a bit of grass.
Right.
No big deal.
Right. I mean, it's just a little bit of grass.
Yeah. I mean, come on. But this particular lawn, it just so happens to belong to a neighbor we'll call Mr. Grass. And let me tell you, Mr. Grass, uh-oh.
He takes his landscaping very seriously.
Okay. I mean,
Seriously.
We're talking like golf course worthy green, every blade in place.
Wow.
But when those few blades of grass go flying, Mr. Grass loses it.
Oh, no.
I mean, completely loses it. He storms out, starts ranting and raving about his lawn care regimen.
Oh, wow.
The chemicals he uses, the hours he spends, I mean, the whole nine yards.
Like this was some sort of personal attack on him.
Oh, absolutely. And it's just wild to me how something as simple as a lawn can become so symbolic, you know? Right. It's like for Mr. Grass, this lawn, it represents more than just aesthetics. It's like a reflection of order and control. Maybe even like an attempt to project this certain image of himself.
Yeah. It's like he's built this perfectly manicured world.
Yeah.
And this dog's innocent kick is threatening to like unravel the whole thing.
Yeah. It's like a tiny crack in his perfect facade. And of course, it doesn't stop there.
Oh, no.
Mr. Grass, he starts making threats, telling the dog owner that their pup better stay off his lawn or else.
Also, it's escalating.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
It's going from like annoyance to intimidation now.
Right.
It makes you wonder what's really going on in his head, you know?
It's a little unsettling, to say the least. And you have to remember, this is all over a few blades of grass.
Right. A few blades of grass.
It's just mind-boggling. So the dog owner, understandably shaken, promises to keep their dog away.
Yeah.
You know, they just want to avoid any more drama. But Mr. Grass, instead of calming down, he goes full on surveillance mode. He's constantly watching from his windows, lurking on his porch, basically turning his house into a lawn obsessed watchtower.
So he's like fixated on this now.
Completely fixated.
It's like he's trying to control not just his property, but like the dog owner's actions too.
It's like he can't let it go, and as if the constant staring wasn't creepy enough.
Oh, there's more.
Oh yeah. Mr. Grass decides to up the ante with a hand-painted "No Dogs Allowed" sign. We're not talking a polite little notice here. This thing's got like "Trespassers will be prosecuted" scrawled across it in like this furious red marker.
You went all out.
Oh yeah, he was not messing around.
It's like he's trying to build a wall between himself and the outside world.
Right. And the thing is, the dog owner, they start taking different routes, completely bypassing Mr. Grass's property altogether. But somehow, he still manages to find them.
Oh, wow. So he's like seeking them out now.
It's like he's made it his personal mission to track their every move.
That's a little scary.
It's more than a little scary. It's like straight out of a stalker movie or something.
It's like he needs to be in control of the situation.
Yeah, it's like this need for control has completely consumed him.
Yeah.
And things take a really weird turn. One day he confronts the dog owner again, and this time he's holding a bag filled with what he claims is fertilizer grass seed and chemicals.
Chemicals.
Yeah, he's very vague about it, but he implies that these chemicals could be harmful to the dog.
Oh, wow. That's a whole new level of creepy.
It's like he's trying to instill fear, you know, keep the dog owner on edge.
Yeah, it's psychological manipulation.
Exactly. Yeah. So the dog owner, terrified but trying to stand her ground, tells him she'll report him if anything happens to her dog. But this is Mr. Grass we're talking about. So does he back down?
I have a feeling I know the answer.
Not a chance. He doubles down and launches what can only be described as a passive-aggressive lawn warfare campaign.
Lawn warfare?
Oh, yeah.
What does that even look like?
Well, think strategically placed dog treats soaked in some mysterious blue liquid and early morning lawnmower torture sessions right under the dog owner's window.
So it's like upping the ante again.
Oh, yeah. It's like he's trying to find ways to disrupt and annoy, but still maintain this veneer of deniability.
Right. It's all very subtle.
Yeah.
But still incredibly frustrating.
Absolutely. And it's just so bizarre, you know? It's like there's this underlying anger and resentment, mm-hmm. but also this like twisted sense of humor.
It's like he's getting some kind of enjoyment out of this.
Yeah, it's really disturbing. But it gets worse. Mm. One day, the dog owner comes home to find her doormat soaked in a mixture of ammonia and dirt. I mean, the stench is overwhelming.
Oh my God.
It's clear that Mr. Grass has escalated from passive aggressive to straight up aggressive.
Yeah, this is way beyond a simple neighborly dispute now. This is like a targeted attack.
It's scary stuff.
It really is.
And the dog owner is understandably feeling helpless and scared at this point. So she decides to try confronting him directly. But when she goes to his house, he doesn't answer. Instead, she finds him in the backyard, engaged in what can only be described as a full-blown lawn grooming ritual.
A lawn grooming ritual.
Oh, yeah.
I'm intrigued, but also a little scared to hear what that entails.
Well, picture this. He's on his hands and knees, meticulously scrubbing the dirt between the blades of grass with a toothbrush.
A toothbrush.
A toothbrush.
Not a rake or a broom.
Nope. A toothbrush. He's so engrossed in this bizarre task that he doesn't even notice her standing there watching him.
So he's like completely lost in his own little world.
Completely.
It's almost sad in a way.
Yeah.
Like he's so fixated on this one thing that he's lost sight of everything else.
It's definitely more than a little unsettling. The dog owner, creeped out, decides to back away slowly. But the story doesn't end there. Later, she finds a note on her door that reads, "Grass isn't the only thing that can be poisoned."
Oh my God. That's chilling.
It's a clear threat, and it sends chills down your spine just reading it.
He's taking things to a whole new level.
Absolutely. And the dog owner is at her wit's end. The neighborhood association is useless. And Mr. Grass seems completely unhinged. So she finally decides to involve the police, hoping they'll take her concerns seriously.
It's like she's run out of options.
Exactly.
And she's desperate for help.
You'd think calling the police would be a turning point, right?
You would hope so.
But surprise, surprise, Mr. Grass is ready for them. He puts on his best harmless old gardener act, downplaying the entire situation as a simple misunderstanding between neighbors.
Oh, so he's playing the victim.
Oh, yeah. He's a master manipulator.
It's amazing how people can twist things around like that.
It really is. So the police, seeing no immediate threat, they leave after a brief conversation, and the dog owner is left feeling even more vulnerable and alone.
It's like her worst nightmare is coming true. The system is failing her.
It really is. It seems like he's going to get away with his reign of terror. But as fate would have it, his obsession ultimately becomes his downfall.
Oh, really? How so?
Well, one night, the dog owner is awakened by a commotion outside. Looking out her window, she sees Mr. Grass writhing in pain on his lawn.
Oh, no.
It seems he tripped over one of his own booby traps, a thin wire strung across his property, most likely intended to deter any trespassers.
Oh, wow. Talk about irony.
Right. It's like something out of a cartoon.
It's almost too perfect.
His son rushes out to help him, and they both disappear back into the house. After that night, things change dramatically. His elaborate traps vanish, and he no longer lurks around like a crazed sentinel.
So it's like he had a wake-up call.
It seems so.
Maybe he finally realized how out of control he'd gotten.
It's possible. He still throws the occasional glare at the dog owner from his window, but the constant surveillance and the threats have stopped.
It was like a truce.
Kind of.
Not really.
Yeah, it's a somewhat ambiguous resolution. His behavior has subsided, but the tension remains. It's like this silent reminder of what transpired.
I bet the dog owner is still on edge.
Oh, absolutely.
You never really know what to expect from someone like that.
No. And in a final twist, the listener who submitted this story reveals that they eventually moved away, grateful to put the whole nightmare behind them.
Oh, well, I don't blame them.
But they still sometimes wonder if he's out there, lurking, waiting for the next unsuspecting person to cross his path.
That's creepy.
It's like something out of a horror movie.
It really is.
And it just goes to show you that even in the most seemingly idyllic settings, things can take a dark turn.
It's a reminder that we all need to be aware of our surroundings and take steps to protect ourselves.
Absolutely.
You never know who might be lurking next door.
Exactly.
It's really scary to think that he was willing to go that far, you know, to actually put something harmful on her property.
Yeah, it really shows how his obsession was controlling him. Like, he wasn't thinking clearly at all.
Right, it's like he lost all sense of boundaries.
And any regard for her safety.
Exactly.
So at this point, the dog owner, she's feeling completely helpless and scared. She tries to confront him again, you know, try to reason with him. But when she goes to his house, he doesn't answer the door.
Of course not.
Instead, she finds him in the backyard doing something really strange.
No, what now?
He's on his hands and knees, scrubbing the dirt between the blades of grass.
Scrubbing.
Yeah, like with a toothbrush.
A toothbrush?
Yeah, a toothbrush. Not a rake, not a broom, a toothbrush.
That's
I know it's bizarre.
It's beyond bizarre. It's like he's lost touch with reality.
He's so focused on this task that he doesn't even notice her standing there watching him.
Wow.
It's like he's in a trance or something.
It's kind of sad in a way.
It is sad.
Like he's so consumed by this need for control that he can't even see what's right in front of him.
Yeah, it's a little heartbreaking.
Yeah.
So the dog owner, she decides to just back away slowly.
Probably a good idea.
Yeah, she doesn't want to provoke him any further. But later that day, she finds a note on her door.
A note.
Yeah, it says, grass isn't the only thing that can be poisoned.
Oh my God, that's a direct threat.
It is, and it's terrifying.
He's crossed the line.
Completely.
This is serious.
At this point, the dog owner is at her wit's end. She's tried reasoning with him. She's tried ignoring him. She's even contacted the neighborhood association, but they're no help.
So what does she do?
She decides to call the police.
It's like her last resort.
It is.
You'd think that would be enough to stop him.
You'd think so, right. But Mr. Grass, he's a master manipulator. When the police arrive, he puts on this whole act like he's just a harmless old gardener.
Yeah.
And that this is all just a big misunderstanding.
So he's playing the victim again.
Exactly. Right. And the police, they don't see any evidence of a crime. So they leave without taking any action.
Oh, that's so frustrating.
It is. The dog owner is left feeling even more vulnerable and alone.
It's like the system has failed her.
It really has. It seems like Mr. Grass is going to get away with his reign of terror. But as fate would have it, his obsession ends up being his downfall.
Oh, really?
Yeah, one night, the dog owner is awakened by a commotion outside. She looks out her window and sees Mr. Grass writhing in pain on his lawn.
What happened?
It seems he tripped over one of his own booby traps, a thin wire he had strung across his property to keep people off his lawn.
Oh, wow. Talk about irony.
Right. It's almost comical.
Except it's not, because he's actually hurt.
Yeah, it's a serious situation. His son comes rushing out to help him, and they both disappear back into the house.
So what happens after that?
Well, after that night, things change. Mr. Grass's elaborate traps disappear. He no longer lurks around watching the dog owner.
Wow. So it's like he had a wake-up call.
It seems that way.
Maybe tripping over his own trap made him realize how ridiculous he was being.
Hey!
Or maybe he was just scared of getting hurt again.
It's possible. Whatever the reason, his behavior changes. He still gives the dog owner the occasional glare from his window, but the constant surveillance and the threats have stopped.
So it's like a truce.
Kind of.
But not really.
Yeah, it's an uneasy peace.
I bet the dog owner is still pretty traumatized.
Oh, absolutely.
It's not something you easily forget.
Nope.
Makes you wonder if he'll ever really change.
It does. And in a final twist to the story, the listener who submitted the story, they eventually moved away.
Really?
Yeah, they couldn't take it anymore.
I blame them.
They were just too afraid of what Mr. Grass might do next.
It's sad that it had to come to that.
It is.
But sometimes you have to prioritize your own safety and well-being.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's just a really unsettling story.
It is. It really makes you think about, you know, this seemingly quiet neighborhoods and the things that might be happening behind closed doors.
Right. You never really know what's going on with your neighbors.
Exactly. It's like a reminder that even in those picture-perfect settings, things can take a dark turn.
Absolutely. And it makes you wonder, what would you do if you found yourself in a similar situation?
Right. What steps could you take to protect yourself and your pet?
Well, first of all, it's crucial to document everything. Keep a detailed record of every incident. You know, the dates, times, specific details of what happened.
So like a neighborly log.
Exactly. And if you can take photos or videos, even better.
Right, because that can be really helpful if you need to involve the authorities.
Exactly. It's also important to remember that you don't have to go through this alone. There are resources available for dealing with neighbor disputes and harassment.
Like, who should people reach out to?
Well, you could start with law enforcement or animal control. And if things are really serious, you might even want to consult with a lawyer.
Okay, so document everything, reach out for help.
Exactly. And most importantly, trust your instincts. If you feel threatened or unsafe, take steps to protect yourself.
Even if it means moving.
Even if it means moving. Your safety and well-being are paramount.
That's really important advice. So this deep dive, it's been a real eye-opener. It's a reminder that we need to be aware of the potential for conflict, even in the most seemingly idyllic settings.
Right, and it highlights the importance of knowing our rights and having a plan in place in case we ever find ourselves in a similar situation.
Absolutely. Well, that's all the time we have for today's deep dive. Thanks for joining us. And remember to check out the show notes for more information on neighbor disputes and harassment.
And until next time, stay safe out there, everyone.
And stay curious.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.
First, there was Tuesday. Then, there was Taco Tuesday. Now at Wendy's, there's Takis Tuesday. Get a new Takis Fuego meal, aka Takis Fuego chicken sandwich, Fuego fries inspired by Takis, a bag of Takis Fuego chips, a small drink, and also a small Frosty classic. Yes, you can get that any day, but on Takis Tuesday, the Frosty is free. Make every Tuesday a Takis Tuesday. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's includes 1 ounce Takis Fuego chips while supplies last. Takis and Fuego trademarks are used under license.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N, Rakuten.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts. Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts. Love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts. Love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.